नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Continuing discussion of Sri Vishnu Sahasranama. Just I'll backtrack to the last name I discussed. Sahasrangshu, which means he who has 1,000 rays, which is understood, well, it can mean the sun himself, Vishnu is the sun. But taken metaphorically means he who has 1,000 rays of knowledge. And 1,000 here means infinite, unlimited, countless. So one more thought about that is that there's so many branches of knowledge, practically unlimited. But the very source of knowledge and the ability to know is Krishna. It comes from Krishna. Krishna is the source of knowledge. He's the ultimate object of knowledge. And he is the one by which anything can be known. The Mayavadis, they propose to make everything all one. Jnana, Gyaya and Gyata. Knowledge, the object of knowledge and the knower. Or similarly, Darshan, Darshak and Drishya. Which means that which is seen, the object of sight and the seer. The act of seeing, the object of seeing, that which is seen, and the seer. So the Vaishnav Acharyas, they strongly contest this. Oppose? But in one sense it's true. In the sense that everything is Krishna. Krishna, all knowledge comes from him, everything that is to be seen is from him and thus non-different from him in one sense. In the search for knowledge, everyone is ultimately searching for Krishna. And the ability to know also comes from Krishna. So 1,000 rays of knowledge can be understood to mean all different subjects. And also how he reveals within the heart of different persons in different ways. That's also all coming from Krishna. Well, no longer interested in fiddling with the hands. Now you have to find something else to fiddle with. The wire of the... It's just like Sankirtan Prabhu told me this afternoon that he told all the devotees they shouldn't go on Facebook. So they all went off Facebook, but he didn't know they were still on Twitter. Also the way what people consider to be knowledge, that all comes from Krishna. Just like there may be different scientists who examine the same data, but they come up with completely different theories. Which is one of the main arguments we can proffer against the claim that Darwinian evolution theory is scientific. All these things, Big Bang theory, and then the formation of the universe theories, and the Darwinian evolutionary theory, they're all interrelated.
Okay.
So that's said to be scientific. See, all the evidence points to it. That's what the scientists say. You have to be scientific. But there are very qualified scientists who have gone through all the university accreditation. And who have the same data at their disposal. But they say that no, it doesn't point to Darwinian evolution, it points to intelligent design. About 3 years ago, I proposed this at a program that had been arranged in a university in Northern Ireland. And one woman who was present said, "Well, that's bad science." And my response was, "Well, I don't know. I'm a layman. I don't know science." But and I said that probably you don't understand all the arguments from both sides either. But the very fact that different qualified scientists have different theories about the same, opposing theories about the same data, goes to show that it's science is not completely neutral. It can be subjective also. Which goes to show that the whole idea that that science is neutral and objective, it's undone by this very dispute. Anyway, the point is that in this context is that Krishna reveals knowledge within the heart of different people in different ways. What different people consider to be knowledge is different. They get different rays from the Krishna sun. Or some of the rays come through clouds. So it's not direct rays, it's reflected rays. They don't get the original, the connection. Okay, I'll go on to name 485, which is Vidhata. This already came up 441 names ago. But like several names in Vishnu Sahasranama, it appears more than once. It's that it is, of course all names are important, but that it is of, we could say, particular importance is evident in as much as the acharyas have commented on it there and here also extensively, relatively extensively. It's a fairly well-known name among pious Hindus even today. When something unexpected, either good or bad, usually bad happens, someone may say Vidhata and maybe look up to the sky. Vidhata is equivalent to providence, destiny. But with the particular, with the understanding that there is a person who is the dispenser of destiny, namely God. So I'm not going to touch all the meanings given by the acharyas, because some of them are discussed previously. And what I will discuss now also, much of it has, I've discussed it previously at name 44. In this verse of, remember this is one name from one particular verse of Vishnu Sahasranama. So in the beginning of this verse comes three names, Dharmagup, Dharmakrit, Dharmi, which are all clearly related to Dharma. So the name Vidhata is clearly connected, intimately connected with Dharma. Dharma in the sense of law.
Dharma ve smyslu zákona.
According to the laws of the universe, we get what we deserve.
Podle zákonu přírody my získáme to, co nám patří.
And there is a dispenser of the law, that is Vidhata.
A tady taky vykonávatel toho zákona, a to je Vidhata.
Krishna remotely oversees the dispensation of justice.
A Krishna spozdáli sleduje to vykonávání té spravedlnosti.
Karmana daiva nitrena jantur deho papattaye. Every living being takes a certain kind of body according to his previous actions, karma.
Jak je řečeno v tomto verši, každá živá bytost přijímá hmotné tělo podle svých předešlých činností.
And daiva netrena, which means under the by the eyes of God.
Daiva netrena znamená skrze oči nejvyššího.
Under the supervision of God.
Neboli pod dohledem Boha.
Which means God himself, and in this material world there are so many of his representatives.
Což znamená Bůh samotný a zároveň to zahrnuje i to, že jsou různí zástupci Boha.
Everything we do is seen, everything we do and everything we think is seen by various demigods.
Takže cokoliv my děláme, tak je zapsáno a viděno různými polobohy.
That is described in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam in relationship with Ajamil.
Také popsáno v šestém zpěvu Bhagavatamu ve spojitosti s příběhem Ajamila.
Everything we do is seen by the sun, the moon, the stars, the various the demigods that control the various functions of the body.
Všechno, co my děláme, je viděno měsícem, sluncem, hvězdami a poloboji skrze, kteří mají na starost různé funkce našeho těla.
The demigods overseeing the various elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and egoism.
Také polobozy vnímají ty informace skrze různé prvky hmotné přírody, jako je oheň, voda, vzduch, éter a tak dále, mysl.
And everything is computed and you get your result.
A všechno je jako zapsáno a pak vy získáte ten výsledek.
It's very, very complex.
To velice komplexní.
You need a supercomputer for every person, even one day.
Byste potřebovali nějaký superkomputer, abyste úplně všechny věmy, které má třeba jenom jedna osoba, dokázali
zapsat. Yamaraj is the dispenser of the fruits of actions, especially sinful actions.
A Yamaraj je speciálně ten, který má na starosti ohodnotit ty výsledky činnosti, speciálně výsledky hříšnictví.
And he has his secretary.
A má své sekretáře.
Chandragupta. Chitragupta, who is the very efficient in keeping all the records. He is the founder of the Kayastha caste. You'll see that if you see, for instance, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's ancestry, he traces it back to Chitragupta. But it's all going on under the direction ultimately of Vishnu. Generally I say Krishna, but in this regard maybe we should say Vishnu. Although there's no difference between them. But it's Vishnu who's overseeing in some ways this world. And Krishna is dancing. So Krishna is the ordainer of the laws of conduct for all living beings.
Takže Krishna je ten, který vidí a prostě řídí všechny, se tomu se pokud řídí ty
zákony, které se má
chovat,
jednat. Zákony, podle kterých se má jednat.
Vidhi means providence, and vidhata means the dispenser of justice, so that they're both used in the terms of providence. Providence, destiny, fate. Kismat, bhagya, daiva, proktan. There are various words. Yeah, one of those words was Urdu, actually. Kismat is generally used in modern Hindi for fate. So he sets the laws and he also dispenses them.
Krishna vytvoří ty dohlíží na to, aby byly vykonávány, aby prostě byly jako dány do funkce.
In modern societies, usually the lawmakers and the law dispensers are different departments.
Protože v moderní společnosti obvykle ti, co vytvářejí to právo, a ti, co pak jako vykonávají, tak to jsou dva rozdílné departmenty.
The lawmakers sit in the parliament or whatever and make the laws, and the police and government officials enforce them.
Potřeba prostě ty politici sedí v parlamentu a vymýšlejí ty různé zákony, a potom policie a různé ty soudy pak ty zákony jako chtějí, aby se dodržovaly, dohlíží na to.
But Vishnu does both.
Ale Vishnu dělá obojí.
And the kshatriya, who is the king, who is the representative of Vishnu, he also does both.
A kshatriya, král, který je také reprezentant Vishnu, a také dělá oboje.
But he doesn't do a lot of law making.
Ale on nedělá moc to, že vytváří nějaké zákony.
The laws are already there, given by Manu.
Protože ty už tady jsou a dali Manu.
It's not that he's making laws all the time, cooking up new laws. These parliaments all the time, they just sit there and they make new laws all the time. I don't know in this country, but they spend all day, every day, making new laws. But the kshatriyas, they don't do that. They simply, of course, they take advice from their ministers who are brahmanas about how exactly the laws are to be dispensed in particular situations.
Samozřejmě ty kšatroje, oni berou rady od svých ministrů brahmanů o tom, jak vlastně ty různé zákony se mají vykonávat.
But it's not that they tax the citizens. They tax the citizens so they can have a bunch of people sitting around thinking how to tax them in another way. In English, tax can also mean give trouble to.
A není to tak, že prostě ten kšatria vybírá daně, aby mohl zaplatit všechny ty lidi, kteří budou sedět v tom parlamentu a tam budou vymýšlet ještě jako další zákony, jak od nich vybrat ty daně ještě jiným způsobem, jako to slovo tax, angličtině daň, neznamená daň, ale taky znamená dávat potíže někomu.
Of course the role of Vishnu as Vidhata is more complex and subtle than that of worldly lawmakers and law dispensers, or law enforcers. That's law enforcement. That's the modern American euphemism for police, law enforcement agency. Well, I guess that includes the IRS, Inland Revenue Service. They call it a service to take your money, and so on.
Vidháta má mnohem hlubší význam než jenom ten, kdo vymýšlí a vykonává zákon jako v té světské společnosti, kdy prostě mají různé ty prostě orgány, jako to nazývají prostě výkonný orgán moci, to je název pro policie, a pak jsou různé další orgány, tomu říkají nějaké jako daňové služby, jako oni to nazývají služby, jako že by to mělo sloužit lidem, a ve skutečnosti to znamená, že oni jenom vybírají ty daně.
Well done. That was a complex sentence.
Whether it was right, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know either, so you get away with it. But God knows. Yeah, it's very complex because activity and there's activity, intent, all these things have to be taken into regard. Vishnu is also the overseer even of Yama. Just as he is Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes, so he is the judge of all judges. Brahma Sanghita states that Brahmaya esha jagadanda vidhana karta. Brahma oversees the universe. And one of the names of Brahma is Vidhi. But he is the Krishna is the Vidhana Karta, or in short, Vidhata, even of Brahma. And Brahma receives power to regulate the universe from the supreme regulator, Vidhata, Vishnu.
Brahma získává tu moc regulovat celý vesmír od toho nejvyššího regulátora, což je Vishnu.
Now, Vishnu, he gives the fruits of action in subtle ways also.
A Vishnu dává ty plody těch činností také subtilním způsobem.
Because he also people have previous actions and they also have desires to perform future actions.
Protože lidé vykonali nějaké minulé činnosti a zároveň mají touhy vykonávat budoucí činnosti.
There are many within the heart there is so many seeds of desire within the deep consciousness. They may not even be seen.
Protože v srdci každého je spoustu různých semen, různých tužeb, velice hluboko v tom vědomí a nikdo o nich ani nemusí vědět.
And Krishna arranges that those desires, they may become manifest in one's consciousness in various certain times and places and circumstances.
Krishna, který sídlí v srdci, aranžuje, aby tyto touhy se někdy postupně vyjevovaly prostě ve vědomí toho člověka postupem času.
For instance, the well-known saying, power corrupts.
Například je to známé slovo prostě skorumpován mocí.
Which I'm sure you have in Czech also, it's not just in English-speaking countries that it's true. So it happens among Czech people also, I presume. It's an observable phenomenon everywhere. What does that mean from a Krishna conscious psychological perspective? It's a psychological phenomenon. It means that someone who may not have even had the desire to exploit others, that desire becomes manifest when they have the opportunity to do so.
Že ten význam je takový, že někdo, ačkoliv předtím třeba tu touhu někoho vykořisťovat neměl, tak jakmile on se dostane do té pozice, kde tu možnost má, tak okamžitě ta touha, pokud ji v tom srdci má, se projeví a on začne to vykonávat.
When they had no opportunity to do so, that desire didn't become manifest. But Krishna, that desire dormant in their heart, Krishna within the heart awakens that when they get the opportunity, or when they think they have the opportunity at least, to fulfill that desire.
Projevit tu touhu a začít ji uspokojovat, nebo si to aspoň myslí, že nastala možnost, kdy může tu touhu uspokojit, tak Krishna nechá tu touhu probudit, aby ta živá bytost si to mohla prostě vyžít.
Generally it's presumed that children are innocent.
Že obecně se považuje, že děti jsou
just waiting for the time for their crooked desires to become manifest.
Prostě jenom čekají na ten čas, kdy ty různé touhy se začnou manifestovat.
Not, they may not be so innocent, just there's some manifestation like that now. So Krishna, he also, as the dispenser of the fruits of action, arranges for different desires which are in the heart to become manifest at certain times.
Takže Krishna nejenom, že prostě dává ty plody těch činností, ale také aranžuje, aby v určitých situacích ty různé ty touhy v tom srdci jako se projevily a začaly se uspokojovat.
When it's said that Krishna gives the rules of the universe, it's not only, yeah, Krishna gives the rules of the universe. So it's not only rules like do this, don't do that. But he also lays down the system by which by doing right one gets good results and by doing wrong one gets wrong results. And we'll find in various shastras lists of all the different results you get from various good and bad actions. Various kinds of congenital defects from birth. It means defects that we have from birth. That may be physical or mental, psychological. Or it may be that such things are mentioned that one may be if one has a very active nature, it means he's acquired that from a previous life, mode of passion. It's seen if one is stammering or stooped over, it's all a sign of some previous sinful activity. Don't laugh. You're not allowed to laugh at anything. It's forbidden in modern society to laugh at anything. Don't laugh. You'll get sent to prison. There are probably cameras in here waiting to catch us. What results one gets from various actions are also laid down by Vidhata.
Ty pravidla o tom, jaké reakce získáte za určité akce, jsou také dány přímo Vidhato.
Now there are some other meanings also.
A jsou také další významy slova Vidhata.
But I'll just go through these ones first, these which are connected to dharma, law and the dispensation of law.
Že jsou další významy, které se týkají těch zákonů a vykonávání zákonů.
Dharma. Now, that should put some fear into us. As I said this morning, it's good to have some fear. Among the various insane psychological theories that are more increasingly dominating the Western world, in which they've redefined insanity to be sanity and vice versa.
A které vlastně redefinují slovo šílenství v normálnost a normálnost v šílenství.
One of the ideas is that no one should have any fear and you shouldn't instill any fear into children.
Tak jedna z těch ideí je, že nikdo by neměl zastrašovat nebo vytvářet pocit strachu u dítěte.
Have you seen from the 19th century there were some German comic books about someone, a child who sucks their thumb and someone comes with big scissors and cuts them off? Have you seen that? I saw that when I was a kid, an English translation.
Jako na začátku 19. století byly takzvané různé komické knihy z Německa, kde komiksy z Německa, kde prostě třeba dítě si cucalo palec, tak někdo přišel s velkým manuškem a ten palec mu takhle ustří.
And there's a picture of him standing there with all his fingers cut off and all bleeding. What else is there? The one who playing with matches, and then there's a picture of just a pile of ashes and smoke coming off, and that was the boy. That's what he finished up. Yeah, well, that's putting fear into the children. Don't do wrong things. Well, that would be considered child abuse in the present day and age to give them such comic books. But it is good to instill fear in people because bad things happen if you do bad things. There is an ultimate controller. There is God. You don't get it. You might think we'll get away with doing bad things, but everything is seen. Now, Sri Vaishnav commentator Parashara Bhatta. If names come up twice, or even if they don't come up twice, he tends to interpret names in relation to other names in the same verse or in close by. So one name just prior to this, two names prior to this is Avigyata, which means one who doesn't know, which is understood that he doesn't know, he doesn't see the faults of his devotees. Or he ignores them. So devotees can relax a bit. There's a saying in English, the wheels of justice grind slowly, but they grind very fine. You know that? Do you have that in Czech also? But Krishna doesn't see the faults of his devotees. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't think, oh, well, Krishna will ignore it if I mistreat others. It's true, but Krishna doesn't allow us to... He doesn't encourage a devotee to have such an attitude. Because after all, he is the giver of dharma.
On je ten, který dává ty zákony dharmy.
And he wants that people in general follow dharma. And he wants his, even if his devotees are above the platform of worldly dharma, Krishna wants them to set an example of that for other, for this, at least for the sake of others. And anyway, why would the devotees want to break the laws of the universe and of the state? Why would devotees want to lie, steal, cheat, rob, rape? There's not in the character of a devotee. In exceptional circumstances, exceptional actions may be undertaken. But in general, as Srila Prabhupada notes, I believe it's in the Easy Journey or one of those small books, that devotees, they'll be the best citizens because they won't rob, steal, lie, cheat, and so on.
Ale v jedné ze svých malých knížek Prabhupád vysvětluje, že odaní budou ti nejlepší občané, protože nemají žádnou touhu prostě krást, lhát, podvádět a tak dále.
Now, Yamaraj is supposed to be impartial in his judgment of everyone.
A je popsáno, že Yamaraj je nestranný v tom souzení ostatní.
As the saying goes, and I'm sure you have it in Czech, that justice is, actual justice is blind. Blind in the sense that one doesn't see, oh, this is my friend, let him off. No, this is my enemy, punish him severely. In American law, at least, if a judge or a jury member is appointed to oversee a case in which they know the person, then they are supposed to recuse themselves. That means they withdraw, because they'll be either they like the person or they don't like the person. Their knowing him will, him or her, as we're supposed to say nowadays, will influence their judgment. They're supposed to be neutral.
Členové toho soudního sboru a mají soudit nějaký případ a prostě vyjde najevo, že některý z těch členů zná to, tu osobu, která je tam souzena, tak oni mají v zákoně, že oni se musí vzdát toho účasti v tomhle soudním procesu, mají být vyměněni za někoho jiného, protože je tam to nebezpečí, že oni budou prostě mít náklonost nebo nějaké opovržení, záleží, jak jestli to bude pozitivní nebo negativní vztah.
But Yamaraj is supposed to be impartial.
Ale Yamaraj je nestranný.
Yeah, in the same way, Yamaraj is supposed to be impartial.
Takže tím samým způsobem Yamaraj musí být nestranný.
However, Vishnu also oversees Yamaraj.
A přesto Vishnu také má pod dohledem Yamaraj.
And Yamaraj has got an order from Vishnu, don't touch nothing. The Vishnu bhaktas, they're directly under me, so you don't interfere with them.
Přesto Vishnu vlastně ukázal tu stranost a řekl Yamarajovi, nikdy se nestaraj o moje oddané.
As is clear or is described in the narration of Ajamil in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam.
Tak je to popsané v tom šestém zpěvu v příběhu Ajamila.
We have from the Brahma Sanghita. Yes, Twindra Gopa Madhavindra Maho Swakarma Bandhana Rupa Pala. What is it? Pala. Bhajana Atanoti. Karmani Nirdahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The rules are there for everyone. from Indra, the king of heaven, down to the insects, all living beings are reaping the fruits of their karmic reactions. But for those engaged in Krishna bhakti, they are these considerations are waived. So this also brings to mind the verse in Bhagavad Gita in which Krishna says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dvesho stina priyaha ye bhajanti tumam bhakta maite teshu chapya. Krishna says that I'm neutral. I see everyone equally. I don't favor or disfavor anyone. So as vidhata, he's neutral. You do good, you get a good result. You do bad, you get a bad result. But for his devotees, then immediately after it says, but as far as my devotees are concerned, they're different. They're very dear to me. So I deal with them differently. Well, that might seem that that contradicts the whole principle of neutral justice, or actual justice in that case. That's why some people, they can't believe it. Then they say, well, all sins are wiped out just by chanting Hare Krishna. The Yamadutas didn't believe it when the Vishnudutas told them that Ajamil is a completely sinless person. He said, sorry, but you made a mistake. He's a killer, a liar, a cheater, a raper. There's every sin that could possibly have been committed, he's done it.
On je vrah, podvodník, hář a znásilňovatel, v podstatě všechny hříchy, které mohl vykonat, v podstatě vykonal.
Go check your records again. You came to the wrong person.
Tak prosím vás, vraťte se a projděte si své zápisky. Vy jste určitě přišli k nějaké špatné osobě.
And Vishnu said, no, you made a mistake.
Vishnu to řekl, ne, vy jste udělali.
And the Yamadutas were overpowered by them, and they went back to Yamaraj and said, hey, what's going on? How many people in the universe oversee this universe and make the laws? We thought you were the only one, and you have complete jurisdiction over everyone. But these people came with four hands each, and they didn't care about you at all. It's absolutely clear this man is a candidate for going to hell. But they said because he called out the name of Narayana, he's free from all sin. We never heard any such thing. Yamaraj said, oh, great. At least someone's here in this literally hellish place, someone is reminding me of Narayana. Thank you very much. Okay, my dear servants, I have to give you a little Srimad Bhagavatam class here. Yeah, it's true. There is one dispenser of all fate.
ten, který má na starost dávat výsledky osudu a je vyšší než já.
But that's not me.
Ale to nejsem já.
You think it's me, but I'm only an agent of him.
Takže vy si myslíte, že to jsem já, ale já jsem jenom jeho agent.
And I deal with everyone in the world.
A já jednám s každým v tomto světě.
But there are a few exceptions, and they're called Vishnu Bhaktas.
Ale je tady pár výjimek, a to jsou Vishnu Bhaktové.
So don't go anywhere near them.
Takže nikdy nechoďte ani blízkosti k ním.
Have nothing to do with them.
Nemáte s nimi vůbec co dočinit.
If you see anyone with Vishnu Tilak or Tulsi neck beads or chanting the holy names, run as far as you can.
Pokud uvidíte někoho s Vishnu Tilakem, s Kantimálou, někoho, kdo zpívá Vishnu jméno, okamžitě od něj utečte.
Whatever sinful activities you perform to become Yamadutas will now I'm adding some masala here. That will be magnified millions of times if you try to harass the Vaishnavas.
A jakákoliv ta hříšná reakce, která vám zapříčinila to, že se z vás stali Yamaduti, se nesčetněkrát zvětší, když budete dělat problém odaným.
Masala means some extra spices. So the Yamadutas, everyone is afraid, everyone in this world is afraid of the Yamadutas. At least they should be. Foolish people are not afraid. They become afraid at the time of death when they see them. There's a medical term for this something like pre-death fear syndrome or something like that.
Předsmrtelný strachový syndrom.
Anyone here? Nurse or doctor? Who is that?
Smoking in the hospital, he was in Africa, he is sometimes packing the dead bodies to the plastic bags after the surgery. Uh-huh.
Nowadays it's plastic bags, is it? It used to be cotton bags. Yeah, so you know about that? That's many times people shortly before dying they become very afraid.
So usually, he was working in the hospital, but usually people were in the situation that they were completely, because it was mainly after some car crashes.
Oh, he's in the emergency department.
So they were already in a bad situation.
Yeah. No, there's some medical situation which, from the Shastric point of view, we can understand they're seeing the Yamadutas. So everyone becomes afraid of the Yamadutas, but the Yamadutas are afraid of Vaishnavas. Because even though Yama is told to be impartial in punishing the jivas for their activities, and therefore he may be called Vidhata.
A proto také může být nazýván Vidhata.
He's also told by Narayana, hey, you leave my people alone, you don't touch them.
A také Narayan mu řekl, nech mé lidi na pokoji, ani se jich nedotýkej.
So this particular quality of the Supreme Lord in releasing his devotees from karmic reactions and from punishment by Yamaraj is mentioned in many shastras. Vishnu Purana, Brahma Purana, Vamana Purana, Narasingha Purana, Langa Purana, Vaishnava Dharma, Sri Vishnu Tattva, and of course Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mm.
For instance, we have Yamaraj speaking to his servants in the Vishnu Purana. Canto 3, chapter 7, text 14 and 15. He tells the Yamadutas, you just keep away from those who are surrendered to Madhusudana. I am the Lord of everyone except the Vaishnavas. Those who place themselves under the control of Hari and Guru is independent of me. Because just as I am in control of everyone, I am in the control of Hari. So this great quality of Vishnu is much extolled in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, in the Divya Prabandhas. Which is sometimes called the Tamil Veda.
So,
there it's stated, Yama instructs his servants secretly in their ears, don't forget my orders. When you approach anyone who does not worship anyone other than Vishnu, even by oversight or forgetfulness, just worship them. So when you approach anyone who does not worship anyone other than Vishnu, even by oversight or forgetfulness, means they're completely committed to only worshipping Vishnu. So those who worship Vishnu in that way, you worship them. And peacefully move away from them, get away from them. Do not in any way or under any circumstances use any force against them. Then continuing, from elsewhere in the Divya Prabandham. When the servants of Yama come across a devotee of Karnan, Krishna, who rests in the milk ocean, that's it. They just stop there. And they don't even bother to inquire, are they sinful or pious or any such thing. They simply praise them and move away. They know that their Lord, Yama, he's also a devotee and a servant of the same Karna, Krishna. And thus the Yamadutas will never harm any devotees of Vishnu. Then from elsewhere in the Divya, another quotation from the Divya Prabandham, that when the last breath is about to leave the body, the Yamadutas, the messengers of Yama, completely merciless,
absolutně bez slitování.
In other words, it's not their job to be merciful with people who are sinful or are not devotees of Vishnu.
Jinými slovy, není vůbec jejich práce být nějak milosrdní k lidem, kteří jsou hříšní a nejsou oddaní Pána.
And they tie people up with the ropes of Yama. Yamapasha, it's called, the ropes of Yama.
Oni uvážou ty lidi těmi Yamaravadžovými provazy.
And drag the soul out of the body with excruciating pain. As is described in various places in Shastras. But this doesn't happen to devotees of Vishnu. At that time, Bhagavan appears before the Vishnu devotees. And even if they are afraid and quivering, immediately they're delivered from all such fear. And they become fresh and full of hope that our Lord has come to deliver us. Again, this is not an excuse to be irresponsible. Don't take it as a license to be a rascal in the name of being a Vaishnava. That will not be excused. Okay, I'll finish there. I'll continue this tomorrow, if allowed by Vidhata. Hare Krishna. Oops. Yeah, okay. I'll finish there. Let's...